Celebrate 50 years of Macca's with the Custard Pie and Birthday McFlurry. Good morning to you, or wherever you're listening to us right across Tasmania. You are with the Water Boys this morning, Brent Costello and Blair Brownless. Time to talk some footy on the show now.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball.
Now, Blairy, you have wandered in here with a bit of a strut this morning. I couldn't land an interview with Geelong this week. No. It was all a bit tricky because they were flying down, but you said, let me take over here, and you've promised to deliver a big name from the club block of the calibre of Dangerfield and Selwood,
yeah.
And I'm thinking Ablett maybe, because yep. he's obviously not playing anymore, but big name of the footy club. I'll hand it over to you from
yeah,
here.
Yeah, no, exactly right. But the problem, Breno, they're all on the private jet. They're making their way to Hobart as we speak.
So you're backpedalling
Dangerfield
already.
And Selwood. But don't you worry. There's a great name left down at the Cattery. He's been left
big
behind
name.
On this trip. Yes, exactly right. And
okay.
It's actually Oscar Brownless, if you don't mind.
Oh, no.
Oscar, one of the young guns of the Geelong Football Club. Son of Billy, of course, as well. But welcome to the show, Oscar.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you on board. Now, do the Cats realise how big this game is down in Hobart? You have not been down for Hobart forever, probably 30 years or so. I hope the boys are all fired up for a big one down in Hobart, Oscar.
Yeah, they are, mate. Of course they are. I don't know if they're quite as fired up as you are. They are. The boys are very keen to get down there. Obviously, special occasion. He goes to 50th. Got Krugs there doing as well. As you said, haven't played down there in a while, and North is looking like a really good side at the moment, so it should be a good game.
Yeah, well, indeed, Oscar, it's very exciting. Now, you've just missed selection here in the seniors, but how tough is it to get a game in the Geelong seniors? Now, Breno, listen to these names playing twos, all right?
Yep.
Constable gets about 40 possessions every week.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Clark, Max Holmes, Sparkle Narkle comes in and out of this team, and Oscar Brownless, all of these guys can't get a game, Oscar, in the ones here.
Yeah, look, mate, it is pretty tough. Obviously, the AFL side's going really well at the moment. Not too many injuries either, so it's a good problem to have at the club. But, you know, it's, when you're seeing the boys playing well, performing every week and getting the win, it sort of justifies it, and it makes it a bit easier to take in because we're still enjoying our footy in the twos. I think it was Josh Jenkins actually said a few months ago, there's no shame in playing good VFL footy, and that's just sort of what we're focusing on. We're still able to develop and enjoy our footy, and we're starting to play some great footy, so hopefully we can do something special this year.
Oscar Brownless is our guest on the Water Boys this morning. I should have been smart enough to put two and two together that when you said big name and Geelong Footy Club,
exactly.
That it was Oscar that would be speaking to him. I was slightly underwhelmed. I love your work, Oscar, but I was expecting a Dangerfield or a Selwood. But no, I love having you on the
jet, mate.
Thought you'd be able to tap into it, your connections. No, it's good to have you on, mate. North Melbourne are a big challenge here in Hobart. Obviously, probably a three or four goal better team down here. There's a few outs today, though, but the boys are pretty confident heading down, do you think?
Look, mate, we are. But we've certainly looked into North. As I said before, they're finding some really good form. They've got some great players. Obviously, there's a couple of key outs for them, but that doesn't change too much for us. We're still really set on what we need to do and how we're going to approach this game. But yeah, it will certainly be a good one to watch, I reckon.
Now, let's talk about your uncle, because obviously your dad's a big name over there in Victoria, but Blair here struts around town like he owns the joint, lives off your dad's name for his whole life. And what sort of influence has Blair Brownless had on your career, Oscar, please?
To be honest, mate, I haven't been down to Tassie in a while, so not much, it has to be said. I did say in the bye break I was trying to get down there with a few of the boys from the club, and we asked Blair to hook us up with something, and he came back with nothing.
Yes.
That obviously shows.
Oh, thank you, Oscar. I had you at Mona. I had you at Red Banks and all the big tour planned. That's what the boys were coming down during the bye,
okay.
A heap of them, but that got called off, unfortunately, didn't it, Oscar?
I was about to say, Oscar, do you only hear from Blair when he wants something, like a radio interview or some tickets to a game? Do you hear from him any other time than that?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The first was a couple months ago, but Tim got the message there. From Uncle Blair, Uncle Anson, Uncle Anson sent one through, so he's probably the favourite.
Turn it up. We did catch up at the grand final in Brisbane, of course, Oscar, which was great. I did represent the Brownless family well there, I thought.
You didn't on the Friday night.
Yeah, I know. But actually, it was funny that trip because Lucy was up there, Oscar's sister, and she always gets a little bit nervous when I'm around because, you know, I do carry on a little bit, but Oscar's a little bit more supportive of the antics. But now, Oscar, have you ever said to your dad, Bill, look, you've gone too far, Bill. This is a little bit embarrassing what you've done, you know, his latest sort of skits and all that sort of stuff. Have you ever sat down and had a heart-to-heart with him, said, you know, just pull your head in a little bit, Bill?
Oh, yeah, I reckon the first time was when I was about 10. one of the first times I saw his antics on the footy show. But it's, mate, to be honest, it doesn't really get anywhere with him now. I just have to try and block it out. He doesn't seem to give up, and I think it's actually getting worse with age, unfortunately.
It is indeed. Now, what about your own career? Now, this is your third year on the list, Oscar, so your contract's up at the end of this year, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So what are the prospects looking like? Do you think you'll get an extension there at the Cats, or is it maybe time to have a look at another club?
It's a bit hard to tell at the moment, mate. You know, I'd love to stay around at Geelong. It's a great club to be in. Really enjoy playing footy with all the boys down there. So that's just something I've got to work through with the club. And as that gets closer to the end of the season, I'm sure we'll have a chat, sit down and work things out. But yeah, as I said before, at the moment, I'm just happy with playing footy in the Bankers side. We call ourselves the Bankers in the Tooth, sponsored by the Bendigo Bank. So we're happy playing footy in the Bankers, and hopefully the way we've been going, the form we're finding, hopefully we can take it pretty fast this year.
Well, great to have you on, Oscar. It's been a pleasure, mate. You sound like a very fine young man, which your uncle isn't. So it's good to see someone in the Brownless family is doing the right thing in the world. Mate, good luck, mate, and all the best when you hit the footy field, hopefully next weekend by the sound of it. And thanks for joining us on the Water Boys this morning. Anything to say, Blair, on the way?
Yes, great. We'll catch up at Christmas, Oscar, and that'll be a wonderful occasion as well. But all the best, mate, and we hope to see you in Hobart yourself one day. I know you're itching to come down to beautiful Hobart.
Yeah, I know you've got a big tour lined up for me when I get down there, mate, with all your connections. So, yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Oscar. He's got no connections. He's bluffing, mate. Don't get too excited. That is Oscar Brownless. There he goes. He's been good enough to join us on the Water Boys this morning. We're going to get to a break on the other side of it. We wrap up the show with a good sport award. $100 to spend at Rebel Sport is coming someone's way. That's next here on the Water Boys right across Tasmania.